Diamond for diamond, no one compares with Mervis. At Mervis Diamond Importers, our natural diamonds come straight from the mines in Africa, and our mermaid lab-grown diamonds beat all others for quality and value. Come view our brilliant diamonds, both natural and lab-grown. Mervis diamonds are so bright and full of fire, they will blow you away. So will the affordable prices. Our diamonds may steal your heart, but not your wallet. See our mermaid lab-grown diamonds and learn how to get a larger diamond for less. You can get a bigger mermaid lab-grown diamonds than you ever thought possible. And with Mervis financing, you can enjoy up to 5 years to pay with zero interest. Our generous full-value trader policy and our lifetime warranty program easily make Mervis your first choice. When you mount a world-class Mervis diamond into a designer ring from our huge collection, there is no equal. Mervis Diamond Importers. For an appointment, call 800-HER-LOVE or go to mervisdiamond.com. Again, that's 800-HER-LOVE or go to mervisdiamond.com.
Hey, Mid-Atlantic, it's me, Winter. Just a heads up, I'm going to ice and snow all week, but if you're driving a Honda, you'll be fine. And right now, Honda is offering its best ever APR on the entire Honda SUV lineup. CR-V, HR-V, Pilot, Passport, and more. With real-time all-wheel drive and all the safety features included with Honda Sensing, like a collision mitigation braking system and adaptive cruise control. Oh, and don't forget to turn on your heated seats. It's going to get cold. Sorry. See your local Honda dealer today.
Hello and welcome to Film Companion. You've tuned in to the latest film review with Anupama Chopra. To catch more of what we do, visit us on www.filmcompanion.in.
Can you get away with murder? That is the question Drishyam 2 The Resumption asks. In 2013, at the end of Drishyam, when George Kuti walked out from that police station in slow motion, having buried a body beneath the cops' noses, we applauded. Because we desperately wanted him to win. George Kuti was all of us, an ordinary man thrown into extraordinary circumstances and doing whatever it takes to save his family. That hasn't changed. We still want to see George Kuti win. But the sequel, perhaps taking a cue from Dostoevsky, suggests that where there is crime, there will be punishment. Blood on your hands will scar your soul, even if you never do jail time. This film is a genuine sequel as opposed to the ones in which characters or worlds continue with minimal connection to the earlier work. Drishyam 2 The Resumption is set 6 years after Drishyam. George Kuti's grand passion for cinema hasn't ebbed. He's now a theatre owner and an aspiring film producer. We're repeatedly told that he's in debt, but his ascent from a cable TV operator irks folks in this small town in Kerala. There is incessant gossip about the family and what may or may not have transpired that night when Varun, the IG's son, was killed. George Kuti's success doesn't seem to have brought happiness. His family is still tightly knit, but there is a sense of alienation and loneliness. George Kuti has started drinking more often. Anju, the elder daughter, is still petrified of police sirens and suffers seizures. Anu, the younger daughter, seems the best adjusted, but she's now grown up and bristling against the shackles put on her by her mother. And poor Rani. George Kuti has named his theatre after his wife, but he no longer seems to have the time or that boundless affection. She's so jittery that when he travels for work, she has the neighbour's wife sleep over. Director Jeetu Joseph, who's also written the film, spends much of the first hour establishing these family dynamics, and frankly, it's a bit of a slog. Several new characters are introduced, but none seem particularly significant. The plot makes ostensibly aimless diversions, moving from a sleepover that Anu hosts for her friends to Rani's mother travelling to Qatar. What you wonder is going on, but have patience. This is simply the build-up, comparable to a tame ascent on a steep roller coaster. Once the plot kicks in at around interval point, the twists and turns are so fast and furious that you might not even stop to question the plausibility of the narrative. Might is the operative word here. Drishyam 2 The Resumption doesn't have the organic seamlessness of the first film. The construction is more convoluted. You can almost see Joseph straining to put the pieces of the puzzle together. But it's equally gripping. Joseph makes sure to explain every move so you understand how characters and scenes in that first half fit into the larger story. And once again, we marvel at the mind of George Kuti. With a little more education, he could have run the world. But Joseph isn't interested in merely creating a satisfying cat and mouse game. Drishyam 2 The Resumption alludes to a larger moral design and how each one of us has to face the consequences of our actions. Once again, George Kuti and his family are pitted against the rage of the now retired IG Geeta Prabhakar. She might be a mother mourning the death of her only child, but she's also determined to find retribution. It's her husband Prabhakar who suggests that they show mercy. And Joseph makes sure to have a character tell Prabhakar that if more people were like him, this world would be a better place. The second R is cleverly plotted, with the screenplay echoing beats from the first film, including an interrogation sequence that crosses into brutality, like the interrogation scene in Drishyam, and an end sequence similar to the one in the first film, set against fields of verdant green. Almost as if after the emotional turmoil of the preceding events, we need to take a breather with nature. Joseph also preempts questions you might have about how George Kuti pulls off what he does. In one scene, George Kuti is working with the writer on the film he wants to produce. When the writer points out that the climax that George Kuti is suggesting seems risky, the hero would need to be very lucky, George Kuti replies, "It's a movie, sir. What's wrong if the hero turned out to be lucky or had blessings from God?" We take this leap of faith with George Kuti because Mohanlal imbues him with grace and gravitas. The character has little of the swag he had in the first film. He's as determined, but more weighed down by the elaborate deceptions he must create to stay one step ahead of the law. Though Joseph can't resist doffing his hat to his superstar. So in one scene, characters talk about how they're all George Kuti fans. "He's our star," someone says. And in another, George Kuti says, "I'm going to rule Malayalam cinema." He already does. It's also nice to see so many of the actors from the first film. Of course, Meena as Rani, Esther Anil as Anu, Ansiba Hassan as Anju, and Asha Sarath as Geeta Prabhakar. But also smaller characters like Suleiman, the cheerful tea shop owner played by Narayanan Nair, who remains a George Kuti loyalist. As with the first film, Joseph keeps directorial flourishes to a minimum and allows his plot to take center stage. In several scenes, he frames George Kuti against grilled windows, hinting that even as a free man, he is a prisoner. The film underlines this too often through imagery and dialogue, but perhaps Joseph wanted to make sure that this time around there is no ambiguity, that viewers understand that George Kuti is a tainted hero who will never find peace. It's still a hell of a ride to witness his Machiavellian maneuvers. You can watch Drishyam 2 The Resumption on Amazon Prime Video.
If you liked what you just tuned into, then subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, Stitcher and Radio Public. You can now also follow Film Companion on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
Hey, Mid-Atlantic, it's me, Winter. Just a heads up, I'm going to ice and snow all week. But if you're driving a Honda, you'll be fine. And right now, Honda is offering its best ever APR on the entire Honda SUV lineup. CR-V, HR-V, Pilot, Passport, and more. With real-time all-wheel drive and all the safety features included with Honda Sensing, like a collision mitigation braking system and adaptive cruise control. Oh, and don't forget to turn on your heated seats. It's going to get cold. Sorry. See your local Honda dealer today.